And this morning on Kerry's Couch, he is first time on my couch, and he's brand new as well to our station. Very excited to have him on the lineup. I must say that I used to switch between Jay Spoo and this man in the mornings when I was driving to work just to hear him out. Now he's here live in the flesh. Yes. Welcome to Kerry's Couch, Mr. Vic Naidoo.
What an honor to be here. I mean, it's amazing being in front of you now and talking to you, because I've also listened to you, and I've listened to you before I got you. I mean, it's an overwhelming experience, but also it's a cool experience.
It's so bizarre that you say that, because obviously, like I said, I would listen to you in the mornings driving to work, switch between you and Jay Spoo. And one of those things as well, where it's like, oh, that's what he looks like.
This is the voice
and the face. And I'm so glad that you're here with us. And I mean that in all the ways. So first of all, let's get all the way back to the beginning. For those of you who've been following your career and perhaps have moved over from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with you.
Yes.
And then those of us who maybe didn't know you so well, who is Vic? Where were you born? When were you born?
Believe it or not, I was born in Durban, but I didn't spend much time here after I was born, because my mom's from PE.
Okay.
And my dad was from here.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. So my mom and I went to PE. And I grew up with my mom and her family there, and PE is kind of my home. But then we ended up back in Durban because my mom married someone else from here. I think my mom's got a thing for Durban people.
Apparently.
Yeah. And then I kind of did some school here, and then I finished a little bit of school, and then I moved to Joburg.
Am I allowed to ask where school? Because we like to associate ourselves.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, it's like, I don't mind, but right now a lot of people out the woodworks have been like sliding in the DMs. Hey, we went to school together. Hey, we went to school together.
Really?
So I'm like, if anyone listens, I don't want them to like, oh yeah, we went there. It's weird. And then the school wants to try and get involved with you, and I don't want to do that. Yeah.
OMG. Now I want to know. I'm going to find out. Okay. I'm going to find out.
I know
out
that's your mission for the
week. It's going to be it.
So, you know, Durban has been a very interesting place. I was quite nervous about coming here. I'm not sure if you heard the story that I did on Friday for Father's Day. I did this overwhelming. It was compelling for me. It was one of my honest moments. And I think in radio, you have these top moments in your career. And I had that top moment for me on Friday.
Wow.
I shared something very deep and personal with me, something that I hid away for a long time. And I kind of gave you a little bit now about, you know, growing up here and dad and leaving. And I was very nervous about coming back here. I almost felt like I needed to face some of my demons. I mean, I found closure long ago. Therapy is amazing, and it's important if you have access to that sort of thing in your life. And I spoke about how I didn't know who my dad was and what he looks like. And I knew that he was from Durban. I had a lot of anger towards him, a lot of anger.
Did you have a name?
Yeah, I had a name. And when I shared the story on Friday, for me, it wasn't about me. Because I found my healing and I found my peace. But I wanted to share the younger version of me and people out there who are going through something similar. And maybe if you don't relate to the story, on some level you actually can, because then you're grateful for the parents you have, for the dad you have, for the life you have.
Do you know what? As you're speaking, it's so interesting that you say that. I think obviously being around, it was obviously Father's Day, and then we had Mother's Day while we were in lockdown. But a lot of people that get to our age start to develop that emotional IQ, where, you know, your EQ, where you start to understand that the things happen in your life for you, not to you, if
yes.
that makes sense.
Yes.
And they all are like hurdles put there so that you can grow and graduate. Mm. Like, your dad was put into your life for a reason, so that you could have to face what it's like to be the successful man, but still to have this thought of like, the man who's supposed to love you the most in the world didn't choose you.
Yes.
But at the same time, to know that he is literally 50% your DNA, and to turn around and say to any parent, I don't like you, or I don't love you, is to be saying that to yourself. So it's a very big step of self-love and self-acceptance to be able to look in the mirror and say, that person who really let me down, or that person who genuinely just dropped me, they're a part of me and I'm okay with that.
Yes.
It's a very big step.
You spoke my truth. And that's exactly what it was for me. I think for me, I learned a lot, and I've been going through this journey of self-love and learning to be kind to myself. And one of the things that you need to remember when you want to be kind to yourself and you want to learn to love yourself is that you have to learn to forgive people for yourself.
100%.
And I came across this quote the other day. Whatever happened to you may not have been your fault, but it's your responsibility to heal from that.
Definitely. Let's go back again. So you, born in Durban, moved away, stayed with your mom. Are there any siblings? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a half-brother. Well, I have a brother. I hate saying that, but now just to explain to you, like, he's a brother from my mom's second marriage.
Okay, and how much younger is he than you?
My brother is 4 years younger than me.
Are you guys tight?
We grew up like it was difficult. I mean, I think all siblings, when you grow up, you know, you want to pull each other's hair off.
Of course.
But we have so many memories, and we are very tight. I trust him. He's the most loving person that you would ever come across. He's so giving. He's so selfless. Very different to who I am. But there are things in him that I value and I admire and I respect, and I wish I could see in me. I'm very A-type. type. And I'm quite like, I'm ambitious and certain things need to happen a certain way. My brother just goes with the flow. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? You have all these opportunities available to you and you're not taking it. And here I am having to really fight and make sure I get everything that I want.
Which I don't want to thrust a heart in your chest here, but you can thank your dad for that.
Yes.
Because his not being there made sure that you pitched up every time with 110%. So again, I don't want to be that person because I have no idea what you went through.
Yeah.
And I don't presume to, but thanks for that.
Yeah, and it's made me the person I am today, and that is why I don't regret anything that's happened to me. If I had to do this life thing again, I would do the exact same way. Okay, minus a few other things.
Yeah, this is like that one time I was drunk on a train, but anyway. So what were your friends, colleagues like at five when you told them that you were going to leave? Was there a lot of support? Or because, you know, from an outsider's perspective, people that are not in the radio industry, because five is national, people always think that East Coast is a step down.
Yeah,
and then five, because five is national, five must be a better station or a nicer place to work. Or, now I'm not saying that it's not, but we know from what radio is that just because you're national doesn't mean that you're bigger or better. So was there any of that coming from that side of like, oh, Vic, you're going backwards, or oh, Vic, why would you leave us for them? Or
no tea, no shade here. I'm about to give you all the tea and spill the beans. And what you're saying, everything you've just said is completely right. From a personal perspective at 5FM, my management and colleagues, they were all so happy for me. They were like, Vic, cool. You need to do this. And, you know, like, I think when it comes to radio, we all kind of respect other stations and the work that all the stations do. And there was none of that, oh, why are you going to East Coast Radio? They were so happy because they'd known the amount of work I'd put into my radio. And they knew that I deserved a daytime slot. And they knew that they couldn't give it to me at that time, this present time. And they knew there was a place that was willing to embrace me and help me, take me to the next step. And they were like, you need to go.
Well, thank you to Five for keeping you and keeping you growing until the space was here for you. Because I wanted to say to you properly from all of us at East Coast Radio, and I'll say it how we need to say it at eThekwini. Siyakwamukela eThekwini, welcome to eThekwini to Durban. Siyakwamukela emsakazweni East Coast, welcome to East Coast Radio.
Thank you.
And we already do love you. And I'm excited to watch you grow and glow up here with us.
I can't wait. And that's exactly how I feel about it.
Just like have the best time and make sure you always got time for beauty.
Oh, always time for beauty. And
for you. So happy to have met you. And I feel like we've got a long, both business and personal relationship.
Can't wait. 031.
Thank you, Vic Naidoo.
Bye.